Blog Talk Radio.
Southern Indiana. I got bad news. It's cold outside and there's snow on the ground. I don't understand it. It's been happening this time of year every year for about 60 years that I know of. I don't know what the... I'm making fun of the way the media's blowing all this out of proportion and stuff that we're having a winter storm.
I believe it's called winter.
It's winter. And what the hell is this polar vortex crap? What is it? They make up a name every once in a while. Remember when all of a sudden it was El Nino? If everybody would think back to the first 18 years of their life, they would remember praying the night before for snow the next day to get out of school. So,
oh, yeah.
What happened there?
What
went wrong there?
Well, there's a little too cold to send my kids out sledding today.
Now, you say that, but if you was a kid, you'd have been out
there. Oh, I would have been out there in a heartbeat.
Let's see. I don't know how many times I have frostbite. I learned to put sometimes
a
we
bread
get
sacks over my feet.
But that's that global warming, guys. That's why we're getting all that snow.
Well, James had a little bit on that today. Go ahead, James, about the Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah, they got icebreakers going through the canals and passages up there and busting up ice because it's come sooner than expected, and it's not normal for some reason. I think global warming's got something to do with that.
Yeah. That's why the polar ice caps are increasing, and that's why we're seeing the snow and all these other things. You know, either way they go, they painted it so that
below zero weather.
Whether if it heats up, it's global warming. If it cools down, it's global warming. But in the end, no matter what, they're going to make their money off the carbon exchange investments.
Well, I believe it's all horse crap.
Well, Washington fishermen get pounded by storm 2 and number 3 coming.
Oh, yes.
Maybe some of them lobbyists up there.
They were talking about around a foot of snow.
I don't know.
But
global warming.
That's winter.
Yes, because that's been happening ever since I've been alive.
I think Big Pharma is putting something in them senators' politicians and whatnot, water bottles, I do believe.
Then we have the oil. There you go. You brought up Big Pharma. We've been seeing this income inequality, all this stuff. And this lady, Della Soros, is that her name? Whatever. When you really do some research, you find out her husband's on the board of Monsanto.
Yeah.
And that she's involved with Monsanto. And here she is yelling income inequality while her and her husband are making wealth off of poisoning the rest of us.
Yeah.
Think about that. Comes at us every day. Some of the most ridiculous crap. I would really like to know, how much did we pay for Michelle Obama's 50th birthday party? How much did we, the taxpayers, pay?
More than I paid for a birthday party probably in my life.
Oh, I'd say so. I've had some pretty extravagant ones in my life.
All of my family's put together.
I'm sure it'll come out soon enough.
Oh, I doubt it. It's like everything else. It's in that void box.
Yeah, and the light. And
it's in that box where the polar vortex comes out of.
Everybody seems to.
Just like everything gets the person we really want to run for president.
Well, there you go.
You got people out right there just shoving down our throats that the people say we want a certain person, and that just.
I don't want
that.
I don't want Chris Christie.
I don't want Chris Christie. I don't want.
And I don't want a Jeb Bush.
Nope, don't want Bush. Don't want Clinton. I want somebody like Ted Cruz. That you can believe.
There's the problem.
I mean, even if it ain't Ted Cruz, still somebody was trustworthy that
we
when you
need
speak,
some kind of system that when these politicians stand up there and talk, a red light goes off when they lie.
I think they need to get a cow prior.
Yeah, we need to be able to tell when a bald-faced lying to you.
They need one of the cow prior.
And you need to do that with both parties.
Right.
Yep.
They get zapped every time they do open a lie.
Every time they lie, they get a red light comes on and they get zapped.
Yep.
Out of teaching. But that being honest, that would possibly be red-lighted and shocking them.
What I'm seeing in this global push for the new whatever is that truth has now become a secondary thing, and truth no longer matters. What matters is that a certain group gets their way no matter what. Anything else is less, you know, you're accused of not working with them. If they don't get 100% of their way, you're not working with them.
Like the Target scandal about with the thing that we were rushing, and we seen the two people they got in custody.
Well, yeah, it came out, and they were making comments that it was a Russian teenager that did the Target deal, and then that very afternoon they arrested two illegals and across the border with credit cards and
that's the people they're wanting to just give amnesty to you.
What do you guys think about Putin going into the country? I forget the name of it. It started with U. I can't even pronounce it, I don't think.
Uzbekistan?
Yeah, something like that. And killing out 7 jihadists.
Well, you know, I got this to say. Vladimir will not sit back. He's not the type of person. I haven't seen a Russian leader that was the type that would sit back and let someone make them look bad like that. If they do something ignorant, you can expect Vladimir Putin is going to hit back, and it's going to be hard.
You know the shame? That used to be us.
No, no longer. Now we give aid. Now we give aid and weapons to our enemies, the Muslim Brotherhood.
That used to be us. We used to be the mighty one of them, and you dare mess around like that.
I see you thirsty.
Our nation is being wussified. Look, overprotective of the children in so many aspects. When we were young, it was get your ass outside and play. Today, they want you right there where they keep an eye on you so they put you on some kind of game. Eventually, in the future, you got to know these little kids could be sitting there playing this game or he's bombing something in this game, and in reality, he's going to be bombing some damn country across the globe. It's coming.
War games.
That's just ridiculous.
Yep.
Hard to just, you know, just sit back here and I'm looking at things and I'm thinking back in just my lifetime and thinking how far downhill we have slid in the last 20, 25, 30 years. How far we have slid. We have slid away from God in our country. We have slid away from our Constitution. We slid away from the rule of law when it comes to those in power. Any one of us did some of the things that some of these elected officials did, we would not be sitting in office. We would be in a jail. But yet somehow they're exempt from the very laws that they passed on the rest of us.
And the race card, that was taken care of a long time ago.
Well, no, you're always going to have somebody using it as a crutch in some way or some form.
But you've got some.
And there are cases. You got to be realized. There are some cases in some places that, yes, it is a thing. But when you use it as a weapon, you use it to promote the hate and stuff to fill your own pockets, and I'm speaking of an Al Sharpton, a Jesse Jackson, when you do it to fill your own pockets, that in itself is wrong. They fall short of the man I know as Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
Was a man who wanted a hand up. He didn't want a hand out. And he wanted to be on equal status, and I agreed with that wholeheartedly. And I still do. I believe we are equals. But there should be equal opportunity. And what you do with that opportunity, no matter regardless of your race or your age even, what you do when the opportunity presents itself is largely what's going to affect how your life goes. And if you don't want to make a decision to step forward and maybe get a little more education, or you don't want to make a decision to step forward and go after a different job, push yourself, you can't instill desire in people. It's just a thing that comes from inside, from their heart. And there are some people that have a desire that you just can't hold them down. I don't care. They will educate themselves. They will push themselves to get promoted to higher jobs, higher pay and stuff. And there are others that are just content to be on the bottom.
Yes.
And I don't know how you change that in people. But you don't do it by creating a whole country filled with that type of people. You can't have 97 million Americans out of work and say, okay, we need to import 30 million
no,
more
because that ain't going to help us a bit.
And then you don't go to the places where the highest education standards are in Africa, Southeast Asia and stuff. No, you're going to go down south to our border where the education system is far below what we have. Ridiculous.
Yeah, talk about how education is so important in our society, but yet tuition goes up every day, you know. Everything goes up on the schooling, but yet they're the ones that are demanding it and requiring it, but doing nothing for it.
But you can't.
You have to resort to state lotteries to help fund education. Come on, people.
Well, there's still no. I don't believe that. Because see, I got my education on my grades. I earned it.
You applied yourself.
Yes, exactly. What I'm saying. And
there aren't
many ways, Pell Grants and everything else that people can go and get their schooling paid for. But you've got to pick something that is going to be, when you're done with your education, is going to be something needed, something that's in demand. You can't have a million people go, or 10 million people go to school to be in a, to be an accountant.
Yeah,
there's
nothing
in account jobs. You understand what I'm saying? You overload the system. You've got to spread things out and stuff. And that's a lot of what it is. I see young guys today, they say, what would you suggest I go to school for? I tell them water purification systems and stuff like that, because it's something that's coming, it's going to be needed, and it's going to get worse. So, you know, water is going to be the main issue coming in the next
guys,
decade,
I'm
going to
find
me
a spring, and I ain't going to have to worry about it.
But, you know, there you go. You've got to apply yourself into to go after an education in something that is going to benefit you. You don't want to overload, go into something that's an overloaded category.
Like the mechanic.
Well, mechanics changes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people go in for the mechanics, and it, there's a lot of people what goes for that and ends up at McDonald's.
Well, I've known people that were accountants, had a degree in accounting, and they ended up at McDonald's. There, like I said, it comes down to there has to be a market for your degree. You know.
Yeah.
The thing, though, is it's getting to the point that you have a huge amount of people that aren't making an income, aren't contributing to that space and everything. And the amount of people who are actually working and contributing, you shrink.
Well, to boil down, people just need to start, like, collecting beans and stuff like that. You know,
it's your personal responsibility. And that's being taken with all the new controls and regulations and stuff. They're taking away the personal responsibility.
I'm gonna stock up on some Twinkies before they take them off the shelf.
But you know what I'm saying? They're gonna. It's gonna be just like the 1984. It's gonna be the point where we're gonna be. You will live in their little domicile they pick for you to live in. You will apply yourself at a job they pick for you to do. They'll be telling you what your style's gonna be in their school. They will already have that child's life planned out for it.
See, I tell my children
what they're going to be trained in ahead.
I tell my children that they could be anything they put their mind to it.
Only in a free society can they do that. But you're going to get to the point that they can't. Agenda 21, that's what it's all about. Total control of what populace is left.
Then we go back to self.
Got to be allowed to do it. If they move everybody into fusion centers like they have designed to do,
they're going
to
kill a lot of people before they do that.
But yet, they need to kill 6 billion people.
Well, I don't at least some of them.
Imagine what would happen if the whole grid was to go down right now, complete country blackout. You know how many people will be cannibals because they've been raised in the city and they've been all their time has been electronically occupied. Nothing's been passed on from generation to generation.
Well, they don't know how to fix.
They have successfully broke down the common core foundations of this country and was passed down from family to family, all the different types of trade.
That's part of the Agenda 21.
Yeah, I mean,
one of the three pillars that you've got to destroy the culture.
There's only a handful of us that'll be able to survive, and I'm not sure for how long, but
all we got to do is survive until he comes back. When he comes back, we don't have
nothing to worry about. We're looking at
Zombie Land. Yeah, I pray for Zombie Day.
We're letting him. You look, the EPA in Wyoming just took over a bunch of land by decree. I don't know where they get that power, but somehow the EPA took about 100 million acres in Wyoming. We're going to give it to the Indians, and I'm not against it. If that's the Indians, you know, I want to know that somehow it's whatever this deal is. It's not greasing the pockets somebody else in the bureaucracy of things.
I'm sure.
And I guarantee you it is. That's how it works.
Yeah.
We as a people should be pushing that no elected official should be allowed to invest in something that they're involved in bringing into an area. But the insider investing and trading that goes on amongst our elected
that,
and they small
need
level
to turn to. They need a term.
Yeah,
as long as they can go, that ain't right. You don't go as long as you can go. They should have a term like president does.
Well,
you got.
I agree with that. There should be term limits, but there also should be a boundary that when you exceed your authorities and stuff, there should be a boundary that's enforced, and it's nothing.
Yeah.
There are rules, regulations, and constitutional laws and stuff, and yet they're not being enforced.
Well, they no longer work for us. That's why.
Exactly.
They're independent.
They have now declared. They have now declared themselves our masters.
Right.
And
they are enslaved.
And you know, I'm gonna tell you one of the most disheartening things I ever saw was the last time around, and how Ron Paul was done. The dirtiness that was done to him at the convention, and that told me then that the establishment of the Republican Party sickens me just as much as the liberal elitist.
Well, tell me this. If you drop off the grid, what happens to you?
You get in trouble?
Yeah.
So, where in the hell is the freedom?
Well, that's...
You are, in a sense, enslaved.
You're enslaved by their monetary system.
You're
enslaved by all the rules, regulations, and laws they pass on you that you don't even know they pass.
How is this possible for the government to work? How did this come about? What happened?
It has slipped around, and now the elitists of the government think that it's the other way around, that we work for them.
Yeah.
They forgot about that they work for us.
There's a reason why Congress and the Senate and all politicians seem to have low numbers anymore, truthfully. It's because we've come to realize that politics, these are bloodsuckers, you know. And many of them are only in there for themselves and their own personal gains and stuff.
Yeah.
They're not out to serve us.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why they do the pork spending and the damn earmarks and things, just political bribes back and forth, you know. And it's had their own pockets or whatever, or family members and stuff, you know. But they're doing it off of us, off of our backs. We didn't rack up that debt. They did. How did they do it? By ignorant spending that they keep doing. But while our household income is lower on an average, none of our elected officials are seeing an income lowering. Why not, you know?
Oh, yeah.
People never noticed that.
They're in deep. Indeed.
The whole, you got to realize, if politicians are pushing an issue like global warming, you better be looking into that really deep, because something smells to high heaven when it's a politician pushing it.
Yeah.
Everyone is seeing the truth. Truth seems to be a bad word to elected officials. More like dodge around the truth,
never
the truth, diversion, whatever, or just totally ignore the answer.
Answer something else. Imagine
they couldn't have these checks, like lie detector tests every so often to make sure they're staying on their agenda.
Now they're wanting to give these tests to, I think it was kids and stuff, mental tests and stuff. I say let's start with the elected officials. Let's give every one of them a Minnesota multi-personality inventory, 500 questions. Let's scale it, and let's show the scale to the public. Let's just see if we don't have a bunch of people sitting in office that have mental issues, mental problems.
Well, you know they do.
I mean,
power is the word.
Don't you think that's a good idea? Could our electeds should have to go through it?
I think they should be succumbed.
If you're going to address that, let's start with our electeds.
I think they ought to be anyhow, because
let's start with our electeds when you're going to do the drug testing.
Look how they are on prisoners, you know. Break the law. Now they're doing
It depends on who you are. You can be Charlie Rangel.
If the lowest of the low already locked up, what can we do it to the elite? Make sure their country is being led by the elite.
The law, I thought, was supposed to be blind to
position title,
race, everything. And somehow the elitists, our elitists, and our elected somehow and break laws, ignore laws. We have immigration laws. What we've never had is enforcement of our immigration laws. I'm all for locking up the people who employ them. I'm all for locking up the people who house them and use it as a way to dodge taxes but to pad their pockets while they're doing it. I'm all for enforcing the laws as they were written. It has never been done. Twice we have deported people. Twice. So if they can't say it can't be done, it can. But you don't have to do that. You cut off all the jobs. You cut off all the free benefits. You cut off all those things. They will self-deport. It's called attrition. And then what don't self-deport, you gather up and get rid of. You know, if people's gonna encourage their countrymen to break our laws and violate them and coming here, then that country that does that should have to pay the cost.
Yeah.
The cost. No, they should have to pay the cost of their people being here.
Oh, well, yeah.
We shouldn't be footing the bill. We shouldn't be having elected go down there and advertise food stamps in Mexico. We shouldn't be having our elected go down there and hanging signs on the borders and stuff saying, come to Seymour, Indiana.
You're looking for employment.
Yeah. We shouldn't have people who blatantly...
I wonder why none live on my block.
Hmm. Well, we shouldn't have people who blatantly break the law.
That's why.
Basically break the law, ignore the law, and all these, when they're supposed to be in there, they're the ones making the laws and stuff. The law was already made and yet has never been enforced. Where's all that money that's supposed to build the fence? Where did all the money go?
We'd all like to know that.
Most of that fence was built by volunteers. So, you know, I feel like, where did all the money go?
Is it somewhere down there that there's a group of volunteers that patrol parts of that border?
Yes,
there are.
Most of them.
And they are ruthless. Cross that border with them on. Them guys will jack you up. You will not want to come back across.
Well,
I bet you don't cross that.
I can understand why the Mexican people are out there fighting the drug cartels. It turns around and they find out that the drug cartels are being supported by our government.
Yeah.
We see that... you've got legal marijuana, and I'm going to see where that's going to go. It's going to end up where the cost of it's going to be so sky high because they're going to try to jack it to make all the money to pad their pockets. They're going to try to give the wealth and the power to Big Pharma, which, of course, donates to who? And then you got to realize it's just another way they're going to want to try to take control of stuff. We keep seeing... just little steps here and there, And some of us that have been paying attention to Agenda 21 and, you know, for a while we're looking at what I see that under Agenda 21, there isn't much that this government is doing that you can't point straight to Agenda 21. That's what it's all about. It's about a total control.
I know we got our fingers in everyone else's affairs, that's for sure.
They can't
we're worldwide
here.
Yeah, they don't even know what goes on around here. The true nature of things. They can send their little aides out in the field and do their little studies and their little surveys. But, well, you know, it's only in areas that they know they're going to get the response they want.
We're kind of lucky in a lot of ways because of the area we live. We live in a state that has voter ID law that was upheld by the Supreme Court. We live in a right-to-work state. We live in a state where we have charter school choices and stuff. We live in a state where you have to have a warrant to enter our home. We live in a state where, you know, you can still buy a shotgun at a yard sale.
Yeah,
in our school. In many ways, a lot of the people in our area, they don't realize how good we do have it and how much there is at risk to lose if you live in other states. And you've seen it in some states already, you know, the losses. So look at California and all the freedoms that have been lost and all the immorality that's been shoved down the people's throats, all the business. And look at the debt that they have no hope of getting out of except that they expect the rest of the states to bail them out. I say let them sink if they don't burn up first. Get the good ones out of there, people, and leave the rest of them there. They wanted it, let them have it.
it's a sadness in our nation that any little thing that can be used to divide us calls us to go after each other's throats or whatever is being used against us. Because we have an elected, both parties, who are scared to death that somehow somebody will unite the majority of the people. Someone will unite us, both sides of the aisle, will unite us. That's probably what would happen to the person.
We'd be detained.
I mean, when you have someone speak out and stuff and it does something, I mean.
Or you'll be assassinated, whichever.
Yeah. You become Andrew Breitbart, huh? I think about Andrew Breitbart and a lot of times because it was just, let's say, his passing was just an odd set of circumstances.
A lot of
But he spoke out. He stood up and he spoke out.
And all that.
So much. And it's like, okay, the Navy SEAL team. Then you have
people what fought for our country.
Then you have, like, okay, the woman in the helicopter or whatever, the woman that was flying that had something to do with the wellness birth certificate, and how somehow she was the only one who died in the plane crash.
Yeah, that was weird.
You had other little incidents. If you follow the Clintons from Whitewater till now, you'll find a heck of a list of people that could be, could maybe not. Who knows, really? We'll probably never know the truth about all of it. But there's a history, even with Obama, when you go back to Larry Sinclair and see some of the things he wrote. And if you don't know who Larry Sinclair is, look him up. Probably turn your stomach when you figure out that he was Obama's lover. That's just,
We have. I can't handle that. That's just.
That was in Obama's pot.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not impressed. I'm not any more impressed by him than I was Jimmy Carter, than I was any of the others. I've not really been impressed by any of them were super genius. And with this one, all he is a token speaker. He goes out and makes campaign speeches. He goes out and says this and that, but it's all been scripted for him. And he's just a puppet. He might as well have Soros wrote on his forehead. He's a puppet from George Soros and many others.
Yep.
I'm all for. Is there a bounty in Russia for Soros? I know they had a warrant for him at one time, and if they have a bounty, I'm all for turning him over to them and put the bounty that you get off the against the debt. Oh, don't even get me going on Valerie Jarrett. There's so much about her. I will tell you this: Chicago Carbon Exchange. Look up who the big players were. Her name's on
her
that
name's
list.
Her name's in it. I've seen it.
Her name's on that list. Iranian. And don't you find it odd that both Obama's right hand and Hillary's right hand are Muslim? Does anybody else find that kind of odd?
I don't like it.
No. Because this country was founded on God. We, under God.
We have left the elected of both parties take us over. And by doing so, we're at a point that you either, like Ron says, or you just shut up because are we getting anything done? Are we making a difference? We make small waves and then, we slide back. We make small waves and we slide back. We have a media that works against us. We have a blind left following out there that couldn't find their way out of the dark with a flashlight and a mask. But they'll get out there and follow these. They don't even, half of them don't even know what they're out there protesting for.
Nope, because if they knew what they were actually protesting, they would be doing that.
Well, I'm just here because so-and-so's here or whatever. They don't go out there because they actually know what the issues are. Facts are a hard thing in politics from both sides. Neither side likes facts. Neither side likes statistics. The truth is, we have a $17 trillion debt, and it was both political parties that put us there. We've had all this other stuff, and it has been both political parties. Yet when it comes down to it, here we go, right up there, and it supports one party or the other. Hey, you're saying crap, just two different piles.
Exactly.
I said it. It's the way I feel. And it's a sadness when you feel that way about
how things are in your country, the people that are picked to run it, that either way I go, they're going to have their pockets are going to get filled and mine are going to get lessened. I'm going to lose more freedoms. I'm going to lose more liberties. I'm going to have to ask permission to have a cookie. I'm going to have to ask permission to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that would kill me, guys, on the cookie part.
Well, I'm telling you, it's coming to that.
You're going to have to learn Spanish, too, on top of that.
I'm not learning Spanish. I went and applied for a job once.
Well, look on our food. Look on our food.
The advertising. I went and applied for a job once. The advertisement said, must be bilingual. That's all it said. Must be bilingual. I went and applied, and I said, they said, do you speak Spanish? I said, no. They said, sorry, we need bilingual. I said, well, bilingual doesn't mean Spanish. It means you speak more than one language.
That's right.
And they said, oh, you speak more than one language? I said, I speak 7. How come you don't speak Spanish? I said, because my government never sent me to Mexico. It's just ignorant that you've let one nation come in here, and you're pushing their language over the top of our own language. That everybody else that's ever came here has had no problem adapting to.
The ones who come here, right.
I'm not going to move to Mexico and not know any damn Spanish. I know that because we have been work. I'm going to take me a little book and I'm going to be learning some Spanish.
But I'm not going to Mexico.
That's what you're supposed to.
But if don't you think that if they come here, they should know our language?
Yes.
I think it should be a report before they get their passing mark on their visa or whatever, you know, that they have to know English.
Because if you come to be a part
of this country and be a part of our culture and our society and the things that it supposedly makes this country great, then do it. Be what you're supposed to be. That's it.
But we're being... Our children and others are being indoctrinated into the idea that being exceptional isn't good.
Mm.
Everybody, it's not right that you can do this or whatever. Like maybe, I don't know, not right that you worked hard and got an education and that you're making more money than this person. That's not fair. They should be making the same amount, even though that they don't have to be able to do nothing to blow the box.
Yeah.
We're getting way off our sense of reality. We're right back to, like I said, it's the desire inside a person. How much desire do you got? And if you're my age, you've seen a younger guy that's filled with desire, goes out there, he will bust his ass to do a good job. He will learn everything about that job, he or she. They will learn everything about that job. They will push themselves to be the best at that job. That's called desire, human desire, motivation. That's what we are lacking in our country anymore. They're not motivating our children and stuff. They're downgrading. They're making them, they are dumbing them down. They are indoctrinating with this ideology, progressive ideology.
That the government would take care of people, pay for everything.
Yeah. The government's going to take care of you.
That's what they think.
Yeah, that's the Democrats believe. Oh,
they think it's such
those
good care
people
of me,
vote Democrats. Oh, the Democrats take such good care of the poor people. Yes, that's why the poor people are still poor after 50-some years, 150, 200 years. Why they're still poor. So they've been waiting on the Democrats to take care of them.
I'm poor and I still work my
only thing. Only thing that they'll do for you is indoctrinate you to the point that they control right. you, that you're dependent upon them, and therefore they know that you're voting for them. And they can stay in power and they can keep sucking the wealth of both the taxpayers into their own pockets. I have yet to find a politician that I could actually look in the eye and say that was 100% honest man.
Me neither.
Or what?
Yeah.
Everybody has, anybody that you meet that's running for office, you'd have to look at their long-term goals for themselves and stuff, if they would actually tell the truth about it. Or what made you run for office? What made you run for office? And I'm going to tell you, a really intelligent, smart person will not run for political office. One, they're going to be smart enough to know that that's just going to be one big pain in the ass and headache. And we have a country that used to, you got chose to run for office. Today, there's too many volunteering. And if they're volunteering for running for office, they're probably out for their own selves. Find somebody that you got to drag out there. But then when they're there, you know, they're not going to back off. They won't change. They will stay the same, and they will stand up and be honest. But they're honest and politician in the same sense. It just doesn't seem to ever work together.
Hello, Linda. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, guys. You're doing pretty well. There's just so much, you know, they keep doing it. Of course, they're going to keep pushing, and then, you know, there's so many different distractions, and we have Governor Kumquat, I call him, in New York being such a schmendrick. I mean, he's such a fascist. He's just like Jerry Mussolini Brown here in California. They do the same stuff. Jerry's just not as big in a vocal way. They're taking away our rights left and right. Everybody's violating the Constitution, and nobody cares, you know, except us. And what do? We don't do anything about it. I mean, we try. We blog. We scream. We go to meetings. You know, I mean, I'm fighting. I've got how many fires I got to put out this week? I just had to go down and take pictures in between shows to the vandalism on the poor little lady's house. They have no weapons to defend themselves. They don't have any security cameras. I can't afford to buy those things. So I've got a meeting tomorrow downtown San Diego with an attorney to try to fight the clowns. We got tyrannical clowns here trying to scrape out these mobile homes. It's a mess. So hopefully we can take them to court.
We live in an area here that if you get caught on someone's property messing with their stuff, they ain't going to wait for you to get in the house before they put a bullet in you.
Oh, I know. But, the Nazis here, if you don't drag them in and make it look, you know, legit, they will haul your ass off. That's true.
I'm going to be honest. Here in Indiana, if you was breaking into someone's car or house outside their house trying to break in and stuff and you shot them, the cop will probably help you drag them in the house.
Yeah, well, see, you're in a red state, you know, but good Lord. So, I mean, the only thing, people just have to continue to do what we're doing, and whenever you can thwart them or anytime you cannot comply, just don't do it. I had today, I mean, I was flooded with stuff. Even my niece was posting pictures of little gold bars saying, protect yourself, get the real deal. And, I mean, I was blogging on everything. I do the best I can. I'm only one person. Yikes.
That's where we're running into things. Because we are just individuals out here trying to work and wake up others. And we have had an effect. But we've had a media that has downgraded us and tried to paint us as bad people. We've got elected from both sides of the aisle that attack us and try to paint us as bad people. And,
well, from all the big wigs I've seen in the media's eye these days with all the cheating on their wives and wanger and all that funny duddy stuff and the people shutting down freeways and lanes and not giving relief money on time.
Well, and him shutting down the memorial.
What's that saying about that group of people? I mean, they don't have to do the same
anymore. He closed down.
Thank God he covered up all that.
Millions and millions of dollars and go on vacation.
To me, if you're the elected, you're the enemy.
He saves the billions to give to the
me.
He gives them again.
He spends millions on vacations and billions to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, the problem is, like, we were, Bill and I were listening, and you guys were listening into Mike's show prior to this one, talking about the Benghazi cover-up, and it goes beyond that, guys. It goes into all the lives lost on that Chinook Extortion 17, those SEALs, that was done for a reason because those guys probably knew that bin Laden was dead since about 2007. That was part of it. These are hits. and these are evil things. And when they pull this stuff off, and it's like, especially that all this stuff that's happened under this administration, I know, believe me, Cheney and Bush don't get a pass either. I have no love lost for those two because they were completely involved in 9/11, I believe.
No, Carter. It's a sadness. It's a disease in our election. It's called ignorance. Optical rectitis. Their eyeballs are crossed with their butthole, and they get a crappy outlook on life.
Well, that's part of it. But, no, I attribute it to a lot of greed, a lot of power control, and a lot of evil, what do you call it? Just the evil in their hearts. They don't care. They're inhumane. They're disgusting. It's time to revolt, and I know that's not going to happen until everybody's finally ticked off enough and hungry enough.
Well, I might get myself, but I live in southern Indiana, and it'd be hard to get me to make me hungry.
That's true. But you guys,
for us country boys, food out there in the woods and in the creeks and places.
I know. But look, you guys are all conservative, so I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the other ones, the SNAP handouts and the big cities. You know.
We have that here. We have a lot of people here like that. There's job openings and people will go apply for them.
I know.
Or a person will work long enough to go back off and draw his unemployment again. Things like that. We have people who are screwing the system left and right, and like, nobody checks on this or something. I'm seeing people who are going on disability because they're ignorant.
Well, that is a disability, Bill.
Hey, Ron.
Ron. They're healthy. There's jobs they could do. They're not going to manage a plant and make $100,000 a year or nothing like that. No.
The problem is you got to find them a job that's going to pay them more than they're going to collect on government assistance.
Right.
But, you know, Linda hit on something a minute ago, you know, talking about the Benghazi and extortion 17. And I'd say we need to take it a step further, several steps further. Let's go to Iraq, Afghanistan. Let's go into, you know, Vietnam, Korea. Let's go.
Yep.
I mean, honestly,
all the way back.
I have a hard time.
We tried to win.
Well, you know, the thing is, and it's not even a matter of trying to win the
right
war. It's a matter of a just war theory, the idea that, you know, we wouldn't have been involved in any of that crap if we weren't playing this little footsie game, this Cold War crapola. We were using, you know, look, you name me one person that truly believes that the Soviets in Afghanistan and the U.S. in Vietnam were not proxy wars for a direct confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. And for what? The whole thing has been about money and the military-industrial complex. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with national security or the safety of the American people, and it never has.
And this, right, and that this is why we have all of this Patriot Act, NDAA, and the rest of it, because the stupid public doesn't know any of this stuff, and they just sit there and take it. They just lie down and let the steamroller keep rolling over them every day.
You can even go back to World War One. Okay? World War One was Britain and their merchant class getting too big for their britches and worried that Germany was going to outdo them. You know, the whole situation between Germany and the British Empire back in the day during World War One is not so very different from the situation we had in 1861 in the United States. It was all about commerce and who was going to control and have the upper hand in commerce.
Yep.
You know, none of this crap was done to secure the freedom and liberty of the individual American citizens that live in the United States of America. And I think that more and more, as we have the information age, I think people, Americans, are coming to that realization. And, you know, the whole War Hawk party, the idiots like Lindsey Graham and John McCain, they're just, you know, being exposed for what they really are. Democrats who are neoconservatives, that is, somebody that's a liberal Democrat, but they're a war hawk. That's really the only difference.
Yeah, well, they've got the, they put that pretty mask on, you know, or they've curtained like the Wizard of Oz. This is what it is. And now, like you said, with the alternate media and the social media, and nobody's turning on Fox or cable or anything anymore because we know what they are. And most people are taking their newspapers, and my mom just does the crossword puzzles, and I can go give it to people who have birds for their bird cages because it's all crap. And so now we're waking up. That's what's going on. Thank God. And I do everything I can to educate people one at a time every day.
Well, I can tell you, anybody that's ever come to my house, they've heard it. Any place I go, they hear it. Some people don't like it, but others eat it up. Others, they want to know. They want to be fed the truth.
Well, I'm going to lay off. I don't get to talk to people.
I'll tell you what, I go to my little corner store, my little Poduckville town down here that I greatly appreciate having, and I just can't wait to get some stuff off my shoulders about my government. Man, we just go off in there. I'm telling you what, I'm rude to see the day that we have to resort to bad-mouthing our own government, you know. And feel relieved that we're doing it just to get it because we're so, you know.
Well, they've put themselves in that position. And we've allowed, we have allowed it, and so it's our fault as well.
Yeah,
and, you know, it doesn't make me happy to bitch about, you know, all the things that the government has done. I grew up in the era and of the mindset that, you know, every kid I knew growing up played Army. We had Army guys. That was a big deal. And as soon as I was old enough, I enlisted and went in the military. It wasn't until much later in life that I realized what a damn sham the whole thing is. And you got all these people that get very, very offended when you talk ill of our military imperialism around the world, but that, I don't know what else to call it.
Right. Well, the thing is, Ron, they don't understand. You're not bad-mouthing the boys who sign up because they really don't know better.
No, they're just like I was, you know.
Right, right.
We were just following orders.
Well, they just didn't. They just don't know any damn better.
Right.
The sentence is that they get us into things that we have no business being there.
Well, and those kids, Bill, you know as well as I do, they don't have any clue. They've bought into the whole, you know, wave the flag, hook, line, and sinker, God and country, and march off into battle, and you know, Billy, don't be a hero, and the whole damn nine yards, and it's all crap. It doesn't have anything to do with you or me. We're just the pawns. You know, those guys are just the pawns. These idiots, they're not going to go out and fight their own battles.
No, of course not.
And sadly, they've used it like the song says. They just used it as a teenage wasteland. But people getting killed off, and then the engine pull out, and you didn't change a damn thing.
Now, most of them people in those elected positions really don't have a whole lot of family serving in the service, I'd say, to be sacrificed for their agendas. That might change a little.
Well, there's some.
Right.
But, you know... It's like, where did the country, the pride in your country go? The pride at being the freest nation on the earth, pride at being a nation where liberty stood out and things. And now we've become a nation that our so-called elected are taking it upon themselves to take an attack and take away every single liberty, every single freedom we ever had.
Well, just like Mom says, they know better than we do.
Well, the
ain't that right, Ron?
Yeah,
that's what they.
We don't prosper no more as a nation. Only our elected prosper, and they're chosen.
Well, again, it's all about mercantilism, or corporatism.
Fascism.
You know, it's fascist, plain and simple.
It is, and that's what. Well, the thing is, and that we have what. Darn close to half or better of the population who knows nothing, and in maybe in real terms of actually reading, probably more than that. And that's sad. I'm hoping that it's that changes with all of us doing what we're doing and Patriot Family is in the hot seat is not the only ones doing it. I know that there's some people like Freedomizer Radio and Mike Church and all the rest. So it's not just one small group. They're all over the place. There's a lot of folks that are waking others up, and it's, you know, it's bound to make a difference.
Well,
so,
and you know, I've said before, if I could be dictator for a day, the first thing I would do would be to outlaw insurance. The second thing I would do would make it a death penalty, a capital offense, to even attempt to pass a law for incorporation, period.
Right.
The whole idea of incorporating or becoming a corporation, a charter, is special treatment under the law, not to be treated equally like everybody else.
Precisely.
That's just wrong.
Well, that's mafia protectionism. I mean, that's what it is.
And, you know, you go back and look at the founding, there were damn few charters that were issued by Congress. And, of course, banks were the were the exception. That ought to tell you everything you need to know right there.
Yeah, because it was the Bank of the U.S., the BUS they called it, right?
Yep.
It was twice chartered, I believe. And I think it was Jackson, wasn't it, who hated it? And that, that's
correct.
Where I was.
Well, the bank was up for recharter.
Right.
And, but it was midterm, so he was going to have to wait a year, and Biddle was trying to shortcut it and get it rechartered a year early. So Jackson ordered the Treasury Secretary to withdraw all the government's deposits from the bank and place them with small local banks. And, you know, the founders were smart. They passed a law in Washington, D.C., that no charter could be issued for a term of more than 20 years within Washington, D.C., for the very specific purpose that they were leery of charters, of corporations to begin with. Now, they had a couple of exceptions, a cemetery and an insurance company.
Oh, gee. Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, like I said, it is up to us, and we have allowed it. And nobody paid attention when all these guys like Ben Franklin and the others kept saying, if you can keep it, and they kept warning, you cannot trust us, we're not angels, and nobody listened. And I do feel that had we not given it over to them and just went to sleep, ate on these people like white on rice, that we wouldn't be in this. If we had been that diligent constantly, you know, I think we'd be a hell of a lot better off. I mean, really on their face all the time.
And now here we are that we probably won't be able to change anything in our own lifetime, but I feel like hopefully that what we do will change the future and save our grandchildren's lifetimes.
I hope so. Well, there was a thing on Glenn's show today, and he said, what side of right or wrong in history are you going to be on? Because, you know, it'll all come out in the wash, and there will be some people who will document it correctly, and then, of course, there'll be the common core who will erase it and pervert it. But it'll come out, and then the kids, the grandkids, and the great-grandkids will say, wow, my great-grandpa or my whatever, he did the right thing and stuff like that. So, you know, just we got to do it. We got to pray. We got to keep doing it. I even want to help my shooting partner she kind of gets a lot of this stuff, but she hasn't heard too much about Agenda 21. I got to clue her in on that one. So,
Agenda 21 can be a hard thing because it takes in so much of everything.
I just need to give her the beginning of it and where it started, who was behind it, what they were saying, quote them, the eugenics part of it, the, you know, humans are below animals type thing, all this stuff, and that whole temple of understanding, the Earth Charter, that whole United Nations, New World Order, global sustainable development nonsense, it's all wrapped up in one big package. And people need to know this stuff, and they need to know what happened in the Congress and with George H.W. and Clinton and Barry and everybody else, and Nancy Pelosi on the House floor. Everybody needs to know this stuff. So, I've got the timelines. I've got some great materials to show people. I've been to meetings. I've actually shook Lord Monckton's hand, stood right next to him, heard his whole lecture, walked Dr. Singer back to his car when we were at the university. These people are amazing. They know what's going on. And a lot of people just have so much wool pulled over their eyes, they don't get it.
And you can go out here, and in every county there's a comprehensive plan. You can look into it, and every one of it will be the beginning stages of Agenda 21.
Right.
This has been a long, well-thought-out process, stealthily, piece by piece by piece by piece.
It's Ickley. Because Ickley writes all the general plans. They're in every city, man. It's the same freaking German company they did in 1990, 2 years before Rio Summit. I know. It's evil.
And you've got to push in this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, which is another big chunk of Agenda 21. The EPA going out there and grabbing up, just having the power to take land away from people that live on it and stuff. That should be a scary thought to everyone. Where did the EPA get this kind of power?
Well, it's given to them by the idiots. Somebody has to pay for this, okay? So who's appropriating money to these people? Maybe it would be the House? I think so, and they just keep writing the checks. So until that whole thing, you know, gets turned around and we get rid of these progressives, and that's what they are, I can count on one hand the people in both houses who are not. And that's pretty sad commentary, believe me. So we've got to change that up. And I don't even know if that can be done. And as long as they're allowed to run, whether they change the reset the currency or not, it doesn't matter. As long as we have this crony corporate fascism that's going on, and these people are dealing with the rule of men, they're not using the rule of law. They don't think gold is money, and they keep printing this nonsense. And they're going to keep doing it. They have the power to tax. It's evil.
But eventually it all caves in and crashes on them. There's no way out of it.
Well, yeah, because the thieves don't trust each other, and they're all pointing the finger. Hell, they're all pointing the finger at each other right now.
Yes, they are.
It's disgusting.
And that's the thing about it. When you're the kind of thieves that they are, you can't trust anybody else. Because
well, that's just it.
They're the same kind of thief you are.
It's all good and fine when it's business as usual and you're fleecing the masses. But when you start fleecing your fellow central bankers, you know, they kind of frown on that.
Yeah,
but time to run and hide. Exactly, because there's people so far above these idiots, the Congress of Baboons, and that's what I call them. You know, all the ones at the top, the Illuminati, whatever you want, the Bank of London, all these clowns, these guys are the evil ones. They're the manipulators. That's the New World Order. And these little turkeys in Congress and stuff, they're just the little bagmen. You know what I mean? Just like Soros is, like you call them, Ron.
Did you guys see the follow-up article I posted on Patriot Families today about the German gold?
No, I didn't, because I have been so busy.
See,
I will check it out.
And I talked about, when I said something about it being coin melt.
Right.
The follow-up article, these guys actually went to London and looked through the archives at the Bank of London, and they found where the Bank of London had sent a cable to the U.S. Central Bank back in the 60s. And essentially what it was they said, hey, guys, you know, you transferred these gold bars, and when we had them melted down and we're going to deliver them to Germany, the assayers noticed that there was a problem with the purity content that you had listed on these bars.
Wow.
They weren't exactly 0.999 purity. They were substantially less than that.
Wow.
Now, we're not going to say anything, and Germany doesn't need to know, of course, but, you know, in the future, this could really pose a problem, and the assayer, the smelters, they're not, you know, they're not calling foul, but it's borderline. So, you know, it was actually that the gold that they were delivering was actually like 0.925, which is kind of like sterling silver instead of pure silver.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's skimming, you know, like Glenn was talking about in that video that I saw of him. And that was clear back in the 60s. And this was, remember at that time, we're talking about, we were on the gold standard still, see?
Sure.
So they were having to send bars to England to be melted down and put into London Good Delivery bars for settlement of debt through the Bank of International Settlements under the gold standard. So this is not anything new at all, you know. And then you see China's got a big investment fund that they're saying is going to have a failure to delivery, a fail to deliver. They're not going to be able to make good, kind of a Bernie Madoff scheme. And they know that it matures on January 31st of this year.
Good grief.
So it's a 3.3 some odd billion renminbi deal, and a lot of that money, what they call hot money, was invested in, guess what, U.S. real estate market.
Oh God, lovely.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You can't make it up, huh?
Nope.
No, it's just. And this is the kind of shenanigans and things that have been going on for, like Ron said, he's talking about the 1960s, but it's been going on before that even.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And you just got to wonder what kind of lies are out there today about the gold and all this and that, because I personally don't believe there's as much gold as they've sold.
No, I don't either.
Oh, no. Hell no. Bill, that is easily determined. It truly is, and that's why I watch, I read that Harvey Organ Gold and Silver Report religiously, because these guys track all the numbers and the transactions that go on day in and day out. So it's really difficult to sneak in under the radar any substantial amount of bullion, whether it's silver or gold. And the fact of the matter is, the guys that have been watching this stuff for decades and decades will tell you point blank that they know for a fact that it's 100 to 1. They have 100 ounces of paper gold for every ounce of actual gold that they possess. They know that. For I mean, it's a fact.
There you go.
Wow.
That's
10% and the fact of the matter is, if you look at the COMEX, if you were to open an account tomorrow to buy and sell and trade gold or silver on the COMEX, in the contract, okay, you don't have the right to take physical delivery if they don't want to deliver. All they've got to give you is paper.
That's, I got to head down to San Marcos one of these days. This week's not good, but I will do it Monday. I'll call in Thursday if I can. Oh, I was going to ask you guys, because you guys know weapons really cool, because you all are ex-military. That movie Lone Survivor and those SEALs, what kind of guns were they using?
I haven't seen it yet, Linda, but I'm presuming that one of them is a SAW, which is a squad automatic weapon.
They were automatic, but they were awesome. They looked like they were lightweight, too.
Well, they're shorter, and they use a mini drum for a magazine.
They were awesome.
It's kind of funny shape.
Like, they were awesome. I was like, wow.
It's just a variant of the M16.
Yeah. Nice. Ben, they were sweet. Wow. Get the job done.
Well, you know, you can own those. It's legal to own that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Maybe not in California, but, you know, under the current rules, you know, back in the, even clear back into like the 60s, you could go to a local hardware store and pick up a fully automatic rifle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Back in the 60s, my dad went somewhere, I guess he was in the kind of the suburbs in the San Gabriel Valley. And when the Watts riots broke out, he just went down and got a .22 rifle. Didn't have to wait 10 days to pick it up. Nothing.
Didn't have
to register.
Yeah, they didn't have all that junk.
Nothing.
But, you know, they've changed all the rules. Now you have to have a trust, or you know, you got to fill out special paperwork, and it costs $200, and it's a non-refundable $200 to get a tax stamp to get a fully automatic weapon. And when you do that, you sign a contract that the BATF can come to your home and inspect your premises at any time.
Wow.
Yep, they can come in and make sure that you have the weapon secured properly and all this other crap. Man, I ain't even doing that. I don't even want to hear about it.
Right, exactly. I know.
I'll just go find it.
Well, you know what they have on the AR-15s here in California? Did you hear about the bullet button for the release of the magazine?
No.
I don't know if you know. Okay, this is what they've actually done. You can't just press it like you would on
Yes. I do.
You have to have like a fountain pen or something to do that, or some tool, and it's just, I mean, I need to get out of here. That's why I won't even buy one of those or anything else until I'm completely away from this mess. Oh, God. And I'm not going to register anymore either. Let me tell you. I'm going to do what Ron's been doing, seeing a man about a, you know, toy here and there.
Squirt gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Getting one tomorrow night.
That's how it gets done.
Another one, I should say.
Well, see, what you got to do is keep doing that, and then when you get real sick of them, I'll make an offer on them. How's that?
Yeah, but how are you going to get back to California with it?
No, I'll be closer by then because I'm going to be somewhere in Indiana.
There you go.
It ain't going to be
here.
Well,
then you can just buy them like I
do. Well, just hoping
there you go.
Location undisclosed.
That's right. In one of the hills of southern Indiana, one of the ridge lines. Find us.
Yep.
I'm getting some. I got a feeling that you're going to have to go through a whole lot of other people just to get to us.
One or two.
That ain't counting the wilds of the land. We do have Bigfoots running around.
Well, they just found a bear carcass about a mile or two over the road here. We do have a few Puma mountain lions that have been caught. We have wild boar again. And then some unexplained things.
Bacon on the hoof, man.
And then there are those whacked-out individuals. Their laugh got a little too fumey on them, and they ain't been right. They scour the woods at night.
Well, they got their steel out there buried.
There you go.
Seems to be an awful lot of that since they had that show on TV lately.
Unfriendly.
I think I've had my steel of moonshine.
I'll tell you what, I was very surprised. They released the data the other day for the NCIS background checks, and I would never have thought in a million years that Kentucky had more background checks than any state in the United States.
Wow.
I was actually surprised because looking at population-wise, California was right up there too, and that's to be expected because of their population, but dang,
right.
Kentucky, there's not that many people in Kentucky.
No.
Wow.
Well, that's true. They know who they're actually marrying and make sure they are family indeed.
And, I mean, it was substantial. We're talking 2.5 million background checks in Kentucky.
Yeah, they're getting there. They have to check now.
I had to cut on my home state there.
Okay. Most of the people in northern Kentucky work in southern Indiana. But I could
figure that.
I know a lot of people in Kentucky, and there's two things they value a lot, and that's their big overhauls and their guns.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Don't forget the four-wheel drives.
I like a chicken in the yard.
There you go.
That's just like check my dog on.
We see that, you know. I know a lot of people in the last year and a half here have went out and they built chicken coops and they built rabbit coops and they're.
I got a neighbor wants to build a chicken coop for me.
They're just, you know, people are relying on themselves, starting to rely on themselves.
He says he has about
right.
Their chicken.
And had to go to the grocery store. Well, you're about afraid to eat any of that stuff because you don't know what the hell they've done.
Exactly. I know.
Well, that's the truth.
It's going to come back to that, Bill. Believe me. And you guys, you're like ahead of the game. You guys are way ahead of the rest of us.
You start eating that stuff and you'll have moobs.
I did call the lady today, and I left a message on their phone as I got on the internet, and I left a message on their website, and I'm just waiting for a response from them, and then we'll start this promotion, and I think by the time July hits this summer, there's going to be a whole lot of people looking for somebody that's doing something.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Sounds good, Bill.
I think it'll be a blast.
So we're going to try this year.
Yeah. I was on the site and seeing that it was up already about Delaney coming up and talking about a concert. So, yeah, hopefully people start inquiring to what that is. And
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it's a lot better than last year. I'd like to see a lot more people out there.
Oh,
well,
that's
where we got to get
this third year and it's increased.
That's where we got to get this set up now. And then we got to start reaching out to other groups. I want everybody, if you get a chance,
and work on
our banner. If you get a chance to go to archives and listen to Mikey's show today, The Hot Seat, Left is Never Right.
Yeah.
Awesome show about Benghazi and the stuff. Awesome. Highly recommend it. Mike, it was a great show, Mike. And
yeah, it was.
I wish a lot more people would listen to it. I wish somehow we could push that out there and everybody could listen to this. Because it tells you some things about Benghazi. And you can understand why they're trying to cover it up, why they're trying to dodge it, why they want it buried as fast as they can bury it.
Step by step.
Yes, it was step by step.
Step by step, how it looks.
Absolutely, and I think we should appoint Chad to make a banner for us.
There
yep.
you go, Chad.
And then, Bill, once we nail this down, we should do keep doing Facebook blitzes, you know.
We can do that. I go to other sites. We'll go to those sites. And I'll start seeing if we can get some people to come down and join us from around the local area or whatever. We'll just keep pushing. But we'll have time to do that.
Well,
last 2 years, but we'll have time to promote this one.
What I was trying to explain the other night in the chat is, you know, we need to look at what the cost is to rent the whole park for an entire week or just for a weekend like Friday, Saturday, or, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if it's not that big of a cost difference, we might as well just do it for the whole week. And then people don't have to worry about, you know, accommodations or whatever. And we'll just have to go from there. We'll have to get some promotion. But one step at a time, I think, is...
Absolutely. Yeah, it'd be fun.
I will be calling on Joe McAfresh again this year. That's the guy who cooked all our steaks last year.
Well,
and Joe was a cook in the military, in the Army. And I will be calling on Lonnie because Lonnie was also a cook. Lonnie was a restaurant manager. So
this year we'll put a Rottweiler in his house. Maybe nothing to get stolen this year.
Absolutely.
You had me worried there, Chad. I thought you were going to say we can put a Rottweiler on the smoker.
Oh, that's for Barry, the Indonesian dog eater.
You better find a pig for that.
You eat a dog one time in Korea, and they're going to hold that against you. Oh, my God.
If that was the only thing left, I wouldn't have no choice, because I'd eat it before I'd eat a human.
Hey. I'm sorry. I'm one of the people online here. If it came right down to it, all animals are nothing but food with clothes on.
But I have had rattlesnakes, and it was pretty good. I've had the barbecue and
chicken.
Okay, I'm going to let you guys wrap it up, and I'm going to go back to the chat room. Great show. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming in, Linda. And
you're welcome.
I do suggest you go back and check the archives, listen to Mikey's show for the night. I thank everybody for being here, and every day I'm thankful that I know I got people thinking and feeling the same way I am about what's going on in this country. And, you know, we just got to make as much noise as we can, people. And I think we're going to pull off a Delaney Park that'll be remembered this year. I think we can do it.
I just want to go down there and relax and see the scenery and fish some and swim and just really and talk to Ron. And
well, I can talk. There's no doubt about that.
Education sessions for our Patriots.
Hopefully Miss Terry's down there and talk to Terry. And
yeah, I love seeing everybody. I think we do need a longer time than just a couple of days. It's like you're just there to just get comfortable and then you got to leave again.
Yep, just get settled in and got to head back.
That's it.
Well, this year, Ron, you can do a little fishing.
I would really like that. I would enjoy that a lot. Most
hey, I got the magic fish attraction, brother.
yeah down here we call that putting gravy in the water.
Well, this water's just tried and true. I ain't going to put it out there on National Airways because it really works.
Well, my way actually works, too. If you drink enough beer, you can put enough gravy in the water. And there ain't nothing worse than trying to haul in a fish while you're putting gravy in the water.
I learned from a friend of mine from Louisiana you can use white onion. Just cut off a slice of it and put it on your hook, and you can not only catch your fish, you season them while you catch them.
No kidding, earlier in the year I was up there and I pulled out three nice big channel cats back to back. But I pulled one up on the boat ramp right below the pavilion there where we was last year. And as he was too big for me to pick up one hand, so I laid my pole down. And as I was picking him up, my hook come right on out of his mouth. Well, I noticed something else come out too, but it was dark. So I took and put him on my stringer and went back over to check that. It was a whole hot dog. Where is hot dog come from? I don't know, but this catfish had just eaten this part of his mind because it was still intact.
Caught him on a corn dog.
I had catfish and hot dogs for dinner.
Caught him on a corn dog. Well, God bless, guys.
God bless you,
thank you, Ron, for calling in.
You bet.
Ronnie, take that with a song, cuz.
All right, before that, I'd like to say a silent prayer for John. My uncle's in the hospital. Jerry,
yes,
we're thinking about you. My Uncle John's in the hospital, and we're thinking about you. I'm going to leave this out with Ray Stevens. Why not?
Why not?
God bless you all.
God bless
you all. You too. You all take care.
Yep.
Take you tomorrow, man.
We had to get control of the finances in our household. We had to sit down and make a budget we could live by. I said, we'll list our incomes and all our bills, so get the bills, honey, if you will. And she got them and stacked them on the table 3 pounds high. Now I work two jobs and the wife cleans homes and her daughter babysits and the son mows lawns, but that budget wouldn't balance no matter how we tried. So I said, let's do what the government does. It works for them, it might work for us. So I forgot my ethics and morals and swallowed my pride. We took out every credit card we could get and loaded them up with the maximum debt and borrowed from friends and family and even took out loans overseas. I borrowed at work, had credit at the store till folks just wouldn't give us credit anymore. And I said, honey, the next step is clear to me. Now we got money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're printing it in the basement just as fast as we can. We're making money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're living the Obama budget plan. we didn't use the money to reduce her debt. There was a whole bunch of things we still wanted to get now that we had more money than ever before. So we built a deck and a patio, put in a pool, bought a second home, and took all the friends on vacation to Costa del Sol. Cause we got money, we'll buy the money. Yeah, we're printing it in the basement just as fast as we can. We're making money, we'll buy my money. Yeah, we're living the Obama budget plan. Budget ceiling, credit score, don't worry about that, I'll just print more. That money, we'll buy my money. Yeah. Hey, honey, make a run to Office Depot. I need more paper. Hurry back. I got to pick up my new Cadillac this afternoon. And I'm printing you up a little surprise birthday stimulus package, too. Boy, I sure hope them spoil sport Republicans and Tea Party folks don't screw this up. Once you renounce any sense of decency, it gets easier and easier. You know, I think I'll just buy Boardwalk and Park Place. Hey, I wonder how much you want for that General Motors company there.
Got another one, Kez?